A supercritical accretion disk with radiation-driven outflows, by Xinwu Cao et al. Outflows are inevitably driven from the disk if the vertical component of the black hole BH gravity cannot resist the radiation force. We derive the mass loss rate in the outflows by solving a dynamical equation for the vertical gas motion in the disk. The structure of a supercritical accretion disk is calculated with the radial energy advection included. We find that most inflowing gas is driven into outflows if the disk is accreting at a moderate Eddington-scaled rate up to approximately 100 at its outer edge, i.e., only a small fraction of gas is accreted by the BH, which is radiating at several Eddington luminosities, while it reaches around 10 for extremely high accretion rate cases. Dot is defined as dot.edd approximately 1000. Compared with a normal slim disk, the disk luminosity is substantially suppressed due to the mass loss in the outflows. We apply the model to the light curves of the tidal disruption events, TDEs, and find that the disk luminosity declines very slowly with time even if a typical accretion rate .T5/3 is assumed at the outer edge of the disk, which is qualitatively consistent with the observed light curves in some TDEs, and helps understanding the energy-deficient phenomenon observed in the TDEs. Strong outflows from supercritical accretion disks surrounding supermassive BHs may play crucial roles on their host galaxies, which can be taken as an ingredient in the mechanical feedback models. The implications of the results on the growth of supermassive BHs are also discussed. This was a supercritical accretion disk with radiation-driven outflows by Xinwu Cao et al.